Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Boring. Boring. The latest day in the phony impeachment scam in Washington. I'll have some of the questioning. You ever met President Trump? No. Do you know of anything illegal that President Trump did? No. Okay, thank you for your testimony.
Well, it is Wednesday. We're so glad that you're with us. It's midweek. It's what day?
Hump day. Middle of the week.
It's been that kind of week, but hey, TGI Hump Day, huh?
Put me on the air.
Yeah, put me on the air.
Start stinking up the airwaves.
That's not true.
It's like my favorite show.
And welcome to the show.
It's showtime, baby.
It is indeed showtime. Here we go, getting underway. The Hump Day edition. Boy, you're going to be a busy one, too. Got a number of guests coming along a bit later in the program. But your guesting is always welcome here on the program to be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And, of course, my email address, bob@1063word.com. So, the president, following the testimony today from the ambassador to the EU, the European Union, Gordon Sondland, before the House Unintelligence Committee, President Trump saying, hey, you know, this should exonerate me of any claims of wrongdoing in the ongoing impeachment inquiry into him. Speaking to reporters before departing on a scheduled trip to Texas, the president claimed that Sondland's testimony means, quote, it's all over for the proceedings and that the House inquiry into Trump should come to a halt. I just noticed one thing, and that would mean it's all over, the president said on the White House lawn before reading from handwritten notes that were taken during Sondland's testimony. Sondland testified about a conversation with President Trump. Here's the audio from that.
And why don't you tell us, what did the president say to you on September 9th that you remember?
Well, words to the effect, I decided to ask the president the question in an open-ended fashion because there were so many different scenarios floating around as to what was going on with Ukraine. So rather than ask the president nine different questions, is it this, is it this, is it that, I just said, what do you want from Ukraine? I may have even used a four-letter word. And he said, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I just want Zelensky to do the right thing, to do what he ran on, or words to that effect. And that gave me the impetus to respond to Ambassador Taylor with the text that I sent. As I said to Mr. Goldman, it was not an artfully written text. I should have been more specific, put it in quotes, something like that. But basically, I wanted Mr. Taylor, Ambassador Taylor, to pick up the ball and take it from there. I had gone as far as I could go.
All right, so there you go. And essentially, the president's assessment, I think, is correct. You know, what Ambassador Sondland testified to is essentially there was no quid pro quo, you do something for me and I'll do something for you, between the Trump administration and Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, which is really, when you boil it all down, what is supposed to be, the Democrats keep claiming, the matter at the heart of the impeachment probe. Sondland gave a more nuanced account. You heard him there confirming he never heard directly from the president on a quid pro quo linking military aid for Ukraine to any politically advantageous investigation. So there is that. You know, it's just it's really It's infuriating is what it is that this thing is. It's a total waste of money. It's a total politically driven witch hunt by the Democrats, who understand they have no candidate capable of beating Donald Trump in 50 weeks from now in the 2020 presidential election. So the only venue they have that presents an area of opportunity for them is to try to denigrate the image of the president and his reputation with dragging in all these people like Vindman yesterday, who, by the way, also was a bit of an S.A., a smart you-know-what, being addressed by one point, at one point by one of the GOP members of the committee as Mr. Vindman, and seemed to take umbrage of that. Said, well, I prefer to be called Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Yeah, I guess that's why you're dragging your uniform out of the closet, right? Dress blues at that. And every medal he could find. Army defense medals on that bar? Really? Like three of them? Okay, fine. He did get caught up, by the way, and I'll see if I can go back and find the audio in a bit, with a bit of resume enhancement describing himself as the principal advisor to the president on Ukraine. He later amended that or attempted to. But the whole thing is just, well, it's nasty, is what it is. And, you know, we have a tendency to think, well, these are the worst political times we've ever seen. I came across this today at American Thinker from Seth Swirsky. Some nasty anti-president quotes. Here are a few choice quotes leveled at the president. The president has continued during the last week to make a fool of himself and to mortify and shame the intelligent people of this great nation. He is evidently a person of very inferior character. How about this one? The president is a fungus from the corrupt womb of bigotry and fanaticism, a worse tyrant than has existed since the days of Nero. Those who vote for the president's reelection are traitors. Or this one, he is universally an admitted failure, has no will, no courage, no executive capacity. There is a strong feeling among those who have seen the president in the way of business that he lacks practical talent for the job. It is thought that there should be more readiness. Yes, these nasty things were said about President Abraham Lincoln. By Democrats, no less. So, you know, we got Never Trumpers today. Well, obviously, we had Never Lincolns back then. So, my advice, keep fighting, President Trump. We have your six. And while your opponents try everything they can to demean, demoralize, and depose you, the decent people of this country appreciate your tireless efforts in giving us this incredible economy, a stronger military, better trade deals for America, and a restored sense of America's true greatness. And by the way, lefties, America has always been great, merely from the conception of it. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mack Show. And, oh, by the way, yesterday in the bonus hour, I shared with you some interesting emails that have come to light about emails and text messages, but primarily emails from the oh-so-smug Peter Strzok, revealing his tomcatting around. Talk about embarrassing. Holy cow. Share that with you, too. When we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Bobby Mac Show here on Hump Day. In on my text line this afternoon. Pardon me, 71307. Bobby, actual transcript from today's testimony in the impeachment hearing. Tell me, Timmy, have you ever been in a Turkish bathhouse? Yeah. Yeah, they've accused Trump of everything except ripping the tag off a mattress. That's going to be next. Also on the text line, Bobby, who are the people sitting behind Sondland, and what is their purpose? Not the photogs, not the photographers. Typically, they bring along staff. You know, you also typically have an attorney present, so it's people in one category or the other. Bobby, did you notice that Vindman did not correct anybody when they referred to him as Colonel? So he allowed them to mistakenly refer to him with a higher rank. Well, actually, as a Lieutenant Colonel, it is okay to be addressed as Colonel. But his actual rank, of course, is Lieutenant Colonel. And I wouldn't put any bets down in Vegas on his achieving a full bird Colonel status. Although, who knows? I mean, with a bunch of cake eaters we still got in the Pentagon, you know, anything's possible. That could be his reward. You know, he'll get a full bird, Colonel, for testifying against his commander-in-chief. Good work, Vindman. Also on the text line, the Bobby Mac will accept no quid pro quo. Domino's Pizza, maybe, but... No quid pro quo. Precisely correct. Bobby, President Trump is not A, usurper from Kenya, B, a Marxist protege, or C, one who said to the American people, if you like your health care, you can keep your health care. Liar. There you go. Also in on the text line, just popping in. Bobby, I wish that I was the congressman who referred to Lieutenant Colonel Vindman as Mr. Vindman, because after the Vindman said, I prefer Lieutenant Colonel, I would have responded, well, get used to the Mr., because if you're lucky, otherwise get used to Private, because someone in your higher chain of command is currently initiating pre-court-martial proceedings against you. Bobby, I took the time to read the actual whistleblower's report regarding the phone call he or she was not directly a party to. I find it very interesting that the details are so thorough. This document weaves a very detailed account, in quotes, of exactly how the Dems have laid all of this out. It seems to me that there had to have been multiple discussions between the whistleblower and several U.S. government employees with detailed dates, etc. However, sorry, I've lost the last part of this. Still reads like what we have seen on TV. I heard from this guy that guy talked to this lady, and she assumed there was a quid pro quo because the first guy thought so too. Yeah. Do you think it was a quid pro quo? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, me too. We need the Senate Judiciary Committee to start spitting out subpoenas like potato chips. Yeah, with Lindsey running it? Good luck. Lindsey is, as they say in Texas, all hat and no cattle. Now, Bobby Vindman should be discharged from the military immediately, as he testified under oath that he was conducting foreign policy and threatening a foreign president without approval and outside the chain of command. Chain of command? Look, you know, all of these elitist FSOs, these foreign service officers at Foggy Bottom, as I've said repeatedly, they don't answer to the president. Oh, yeah, I know. He's the commander-in-chief. He is the top of the pyramid, chain of command, that they like to refer to. But, you know, presidents come and go, and bureaucrats at places like the State Department and Langley and NSA, bureaucrats go on forever. Bobby, since the president, and not to mention the Senate, by the way, has to sign off on all officer promotions, I believe Vindman's career could be, what's a word I'm looking for here? Oh, yeah, over. Bobby, I believe Vindman perjured himself. Could well be. Are you joking? There's Republicans that want Trump to fry like Lindsey Graham. He'll get to vote. He'll vote to get Trump impeached and a bunch of them and follow suit. Trump's on his own. We got nothing but a bunch of backstabbing, spineless scumbag Republicans. That's all they are. I will agree with you to the extent that they have not done anywhere near what they should to come to this president's defense. But look, you want a career ender. Look at the president's approval numbers while this clown show is going on, conducted by the chief clown, Adam Bullschiff for Brains. Yeah, his numbers continue to go up and up and up. Bobby, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman should be reassigned to overseeing a radar station on the end of the Alaska-Aleutian Islands chain for the remainder of his career. Bob, your impeachable list from the other day, which, by the way, included he ripped the tag off a mattress, was missing. When President Trump was a boy, he rode a bicycle without wearing a helmet. And so what? It was not required or even law back then. But if we're making up stuff for impeachable offenses, well, this is good as the Democrats have. Firefighter E. Floyd. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Got to admire people that run into burning buildings that other people are running out of. Bobby, Lieutenant Colonel, no big deal. I have a buddy who's a Lieutenant Colonel, and even he says it's no big deal. I hope they take his pension. I mentioned yesterday, you know, if he's assigned or was assigned to the NSC, the National Security Council. And over there, Tippett, now it is it is the officer's choice in some of these instances to wear his uniform or to wear civvies, as they say. Now, when he goes to work at the NSC, he typically wears a suit, all right? But if he wears his lieutenant colonel's uniform into the Pentagon, all that's good for over there is shining the general's shoes, okay? He's a nobody. He's some white colonel. Nobody's going to pay any attention to what this guy has to say. Who's this guy? How'd he get in here? He's some freaking lieutenant colonel. Get him out of here. We're talking serious stuff here. But if he wears a suit in the Pentagon, see, then nobody knows who he is. Who is this guy? Is he from Langley? Is he a spook? Is he NSA? Is he NSC? Who is the guy? So it's all for effect, you see, and that's exactly why I believe he used the dress blue uniform to wear when he testified before Bullshit. How dare you assume the whistleblower's gender? Well, I think we've narrowed the field down, you know, to Eric Ceramella. We believe that's who the whistleblower is. And we believe that the point of contact for Ceramella, who was not on the call and who was a third-hand or even fourth-hand hearsay witness, may well have been Vindman. Because he's obviously a never-Trumper. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Holidays right around the corner, and there's some people that are going to need your help this year. Well, there are a lot of organizations that need your help, but there's one in particular we're going to tell you about. We'll do that on the other side of the news. And this business with Peter Strzok and his tomcatting around that's catching up with him in a very embarrassing fashion, that is, if he's capable of embarrassment. Annie's next in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Nice looking hump day afternoon. Snug out this morning. Got in a quick 9 holes over there at Verde. A little breezy and a little nippy, but not too bad. Played pretty good. Joe, my buddy Joe, who usually plays with the 9 holers, we sneak out in the morning, play a quick 9. Almost had an ace today on number 6. Hit it to like a foot. Joe's a former fighter pilot, so he's got, you know, those fighter pilot eyes. He can zero in on the target and fire for effect. Did so today. Holidays right around the corner, and I hope that you have nice ones, a nice Thanksgiving, nice Christmas with friends and family getting together. But, you know, sometimes life has a tendency of throwing us a curve and getting us into a bad spot, and those are people we need to think about as well as the holiday season approaches. And Martha Bennett has been kind enough to agree to join me this afternoon. Martha is with the Greer Soup Kitchen. Hi, Martha. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
So far, so good. I am happy to report. You know,
great to hear your voice.
Well, it's great to hear yours as well. And I appreciate your taking time to come on and talk to us today because, as I mentioned, sometimes, you know, things happen and they get out of control and we find ourselves in a bad spot. Sometimes yeah. Just for no fault of our own, but just because, you know, things have taken a turn for the worse. And that's something that you guys have a priority of placement on as the holidays approach, isn't it?
It is, and we see it firsthand every day.
Yeah.
It is terrible how people's luck changes, but it happens, and that's why we have a soup kitchen.
Yep, and that's why I have often said that Americans are the most generous people on the face of the earth and that people here in the upstate of South Carolina are among the most generous. We see the circumstances that people find themselves in and people stepping up to help them. And that's what you guys are doing and wanted to publicize a little bit to make people aware of it.
We are. We're having a hunger walk this Saturday starting at 11 o'clock at Memorial United Methodist in Greer on Main Street. Mm-hmm. And we just walked to the park and the city park of Greer, and we'll be there with different vendors and Big Air and Horns Barbecue and just different things for the kids to make awareness for hunger. But it's our only fundraiser of the year.
Wow.
And you mentioned earlier that, you know, the giving of Upstate. I think Greer is one of the biggest givers I have ever. If I have a need, I Facebook it and my need is met.
Nice.
And so God just works miracles at the soup kitchen daily. He really does.
So this fundraiser, you mentioned some of that, where it'll be. What time does it start, Martha?
11 o'clock.
Okay.
Saturday morning.
Right.
And we'll start at Memorial Methodist on Main Street, and we'll walk directly to the City Park Pavilion. And it's got a covered shelter, so if it rains, because we really walk if it rains or not.
Yeah.
Because hunger goes on.
Right.
Hunger doesn't stop because of the weather.
No, it
and
certainly
so
doesn't.
It doesn't, and it's our only fundraiser, and so we have to get the funding when we can, and this is the only day that we do it.
For folks who may not be familiar, Martha, with what you guys do at the Greer Soup Kitchen, tell us a little bit about it.
We open 7 days a week. We have showers, and we supply all their needs for the shower. And then at lunchtime from 11:30 to 12:30, we feed them lunch. And it's all made from scratch.
Wow.
And so today we had beef stew. And the beef comes from deer hunters.
Oh,
and
that's
I
neat.
Take that and, yeah, oh, really great. They come from all over the upstate. And I'll pay for the processing.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the meat. So I give bread to a farmer that gives me back in turn eggs and different things like that.
Wow.
So it just, you turn around and pay it forward kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, and it's amazing mm-hmm. because, you know, there was a time not all that long ago in our history when people bartered things all the time.
Right. And that's kind of what I do. If I have too many of it, I give to Greer Relief,
mm-hmm.
Operation Hope, and Landrum. We give to Greer Community Ministries. So, and I think it's something that else is great about Greer Soup Kitchen is we give 10% back to our community.
Very nice.
So whatever we get, we tithe back 10%. And I think that's one of the reasons God just continues to bless us.
Yep.
Regardless that we have one fundraiser a year, he continues to bless us all year. But this is our big one, and we'd love for people to come out and support the Hunger Walk. Merle
yeah.
State Hunger Walk. It's
yeah.
our 16th annual.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking yesterday, and we're talking with Martha Bennett from Greer Soup Kitchen, by the way. They have a big event. The biggest fundraiser of the year is coming up on Saturday in Greer. The unemployment numbers came out yesterday, Martha, and they were historically low, which is great. Greenville and Spartanburg counties had the lowest unemployment rates that I guess we have ever had. I think it was 1.6%, which ties for second best in America. And when the economy recovers, as it has in recent years from what happened after 2008, people have kind of a tendency, I think, to take their blessings for granted. But we need to remember that there are a lot of people out there that are still in pretty desperate straits and need our help.
We do. We have a lot that are elderly. We have a lot of veterans. And so, you know, I will say that my numbers have dropped in the last 2.5 years.
That's good.
Okay.
Right.
And people are getting jobs. But I do have the ones that cannot work, that physically cannot work.
Right.
And instead of using all their checkup that the government gives them, they'll come in and eat and save it to the last little bit that they can use.
Sure.
So it'll last them the whole month.
Right.
But I feed people that used to have six figures. And because of their health, they can't work anymore.
Mm.
And so they eat at the soup kitchen.
Right.
And so, I mean, I think sometimes we're one paycheck away from being there.
Yeah. How true. How true there. But for the grace of God, go I. Well,
amen.
Yeah. It's great that you all have been providing this service now for, what, a decade and a half. It's really tremendous. And it's great that people have come forward to help and volunteer in all kinds of ways. And if you would like to help, again, their biggest fundraiser of the year, tell them again, Martha, where it's going to be and what time and all that.
We'll be at the Memorial Methodist in Greer on Main Street. And then we're going to walk to the city park, Greer City Park, to the pavilion. But we're located at 521 East Poinsett Street in Greer, and it's the Greer Soup Kitchen. You can come by from 8 to 1 Monday through Friday and be glad to take whatever type of donation that you may want to stop by and give us.
Very nice. God bless your efforts, Martha. We greatly appreciate what you folks do for those that are in need of this kind of help. And it's tremendous, the work that you do. And thanks for taking time today to join me and talk about it.
Well, Mr. Bobby, thank you for getting the word out there for us. I just love your show. My late husband just loved you. He just laughed and laughed all afternoon.
Thank you, Martha. Both your late husband and yourself, by the way, have excellent taste, I should point out.
Yes, we do.
Martha, God bless your efforts again, and best of luck with the fundraising on Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Bobby.
My pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. 3:46, 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back here on Hump Day.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. 10 before 4 now here in hour number 1. Bobby Mack Show on Hump Day. I mentioned before we went to the break, yesterday in the bonus hour, I was sharing with you some of the newly released emails from the oh-so-smug in his testimony before Congress, Peter Strzok. Monica Showalter writing about it today, the American Thinker. Representative Louis Gohmert, he's one of my absolute favorites. Representative Louis Gohmert took a lot of flack last year for verbalizing what a lot of people were thinking when asked former FBI Deputy Director of Counterintelligence Peter Strzok about his lovebirding with fellow never-Trumper FBI counsel Lisa Page. Remember this one from CNN, July 2018? "There is the disgrace," Gohmert said, "and it won't be recaptured anytime soon because of the damage you've done to the justice system. And I've talked to FBI agents around the country. You've embarrassed them. You've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but wonder when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent in your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa Page?" That last comment referencing the extramarital affair between Strzok and Page prompted jeers from others on the committee, including one person who could be heard saying, "This is outrageous." Yeah, they were outraged, all right. Such impropriety. Something polite people, especially polite swamp dwellers, don't talk about. But now that a federal lawsuit for Strzok's firing is being sought, he's suing for dismissal by the DOJ. It turns out Gohmert put his finger right on where the biggest problem with Strzok's acts were. He was disloyal to his wife, and she found out about it. And not only was she unhappy, Strzok ended up putting U.S. national security in the hands of a very angry wife. Washington Examiner reporting in a footnote, FBI Assistant Director at the Office of Professional Responsibility, Candace Will, cited a text exchange between Strzok and Page April 4, 2017, when Strzok's wife discovered their affair. Quote, "My wife has my phone, read an angry note I wrote but didn't send you. That is her calling from my phone. She says she wants to talk to you. I told her we were close friends, nothing more," Strzok texted Page. Page replied, "Your wife left me a VM voicemail. Am I supposed to respond? She thinks we're having an affair. Should I call and correct her understanding? Leave this to you to address." Strzok replying, "I don't know. I said we were close friends and nothing more. She knows I sent you flowers." Yeah, I send flowers all the time to my close friends, don't you, Moneypenny? Yeah. "I said you were having a tough week." Not as tough as is. Strzok's wife threatened to expose the affair. Quote, "You and Page discussed that your wife had access to your devices and had located Page's husband's full name, found a hotel reservation ostensibly used by you and Page during a romantic encounter, had access to photographs from your phone, threatened to send all the information to Page's husband, and also threatened to hire a private investigator." Written to Strzok in 2018, Page told you to determine whether your wife might use recovery software to locate other evidence of your affair on your devices. So he was using his text messaging devices illegally, and his wife got her hands on them, potentially allowing classified information to get sprayed all over the internet. She had the motive, certainly. Strzok had given her the motive based on his inability to tell her the truth, the smirk, in other words. Endangering national security like nothing else can give that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, or the example of fatal attraction demonstrated. That endangered the FBI itself, all because this guy couldn't stop himself from having an affair. Well, no wonder Lisa Page was so attractive. Strzok's claim to have erased all the incriminating stuff is nonsense, given the availability of recovery software, as well as an angry wife's motivation to find out all the lovebird stuff that he'd erased. Goes to show there's a reason the FBI has rules and regulations against having extramarital affairs as a danger to security, and Strzok should have been the first to know it, given the number of previous major espionage cases that involved angry ex-wives. The John Walker family spy case of the 80s, where the shunned, drunken wife of Walker himself sat down with the FBI out of anger at her rotten husband and told him all she knew. What's more, imagine Strzok getting followed around by a private investigator looking for information about his trysts. The deputy assistant director of counterintelligence, no less, being tailed, not by the Russians or Chinese he was supposedly focused on, but some private eye in the pay of his angry ex-wife. You think that could screw up the FBI's counter-surveillance, which might otherwise be a legitimate thing for Strzok? Could easily lead to some impressive mistakes and misunderstandings. Imagine if the Ruskies, tailing Strzok, got into some kind of scrap with a private gumshoe tailing him as they both did it together. Or imagine if the two decided to share data and work together. Maybe the Ruskies would need some information that the private eye had, and he would need other info from the Russians, and the two could pool information in their common goal. The whole failure of the FBI to put a stop to this kind of behavior on the spot certainly spears some holes in the idea of the FBI being white knights in the service of the country. They needed a few basic rules about personal loyalty enforced, in which they didn't do, or else all hell could break loose on national security, and in Strzok's case almost did. Louis Gohmert stands vindicated. He put his finger on the most vulnerable spot in the whole collapse of FBI standards in this so-called investigation. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show is next, and a special guest joins me in the studio. That is Harry Kibler from Rhino Hunt. He's with me next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.